This episode of Comics for Fun and Profit is brought to you by CGC, the comics grading company. We'll take your cherished, beloved comics, and we've got somebody that we got off the street working minimum wage, never seen a comic before. We'll train them up. And in 6 to 12 months, you'll receive that comic back with a grade that you can take to the bank. It is verified. Hey, we may have dropped it in shipping. It may have fallen out of the box. We may have stepped on it. We may have actually done some serious damage to your comic. But we'll reflect in the notes. But you know what? Then you'll have a grade you can be proud of. And you won't have to do the pesky grading all by yourself. Like a heathen. Like a caveman does. You won't have to actually grade your own comic. So hey, trust CGC, the comics grading company, to give you what you could give yourself. Just thank us. We're CGC.
Thank you for listening to Comics for Fun and Profit. This is Kyle Drew with your sneak peek at next week, episode number 854. For comics, we're generally releasing October the 3rd and October the 4th. But before Drew and I get into what's coming up in your local comic book stores this coming October 3rd and 4th. Man, we're into October, sir. That's crazy. Yeah,
crazy.
What else you got for me in the world of comics?
Got a couple of different listeners sent in stuff about slabs this week. Oh, that was interesting. Very strange that you get the same subject. So John Abel, one of our patrons, he sent a YouTube clip of a dude. This guy resubmitted 100 of his books back to CGC again. So he takes his 100 books and he shows you the grade and then cuts to when he gets that book after cracking the slab, sending it back in, and he cracks and then you see what he gets the second time. It's a little long, but I'll put
doing 100 especially.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes if you want to watch this. But 69 of the 100 grades went up.
Oh.
So that's 70%. Right, you can round that 70%. 22 stayed the same grade.
Okay.
9 went down.
Hmm.
So that includes a 9.6 that came back as a 7. And a 7.5 that came back as a 9.6. He had an 8.5 come back as a 9.8.
Okay. Wow.
Some books went down. He says he's going to resubmit them again if it's worth it for them to get back up. I would think the 9.6 that dropped to a 7, he might want to resubmit. One book, I think it was like Four Color Comics number 9 or something. It was a 7.5, and he really thought it was higher, and it came back and it was a 7.5 again. And now it was the only book on the census when he sent it in the first time.
Now there's two
books on the census that are both 7.5s, but it's the same book. So you really can't trust the census, is what he's saying. He admits that these are all books that he thought were undergraded to begin with. So, he must have a shitload of slabbed books if these are 100 of them that he thinks were undergraded. So he does a lot of slabbing. and he says that 95% of the time he agrees with the grade they get. But these 100 he thought were not right, so he had them all reslabbed, and 70% of them came back higher.
Wow.
And it's a crapshoot, right? I mean, to me, it's a crapshoot. He's saying 95% of the time there that he agrees with them, but I see this as a huge flaw, right?
What do you think? I mean. I mean, it's such a subjective thing.
It shouldn't be, though. I mean, it shouldn't be subjective. It shouldn't be this. You shouldn't be able to get, you shouldn't be able to look at a book and it be a 9.6 or a 7.0 or a 7.5 or a 9.8. That can't happen.
Yeah.
I just have no faith in slabbing. No, none.
But it's the trendy new thing.
Am I wrong? No, it's not a new thing.
Well, slabbing's not a new thing, but the market moving so much towards the purchase of slabbing and the way it's doing it in the last few years is new.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. I guess part of it is just me being like stuck in my ways too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and being anti-slab. I don't know. I'm gonna put this video in the show. And thanks, John, for sharing that. That's pretty cool. I can't even imagine getting 100 books slabbed, first of all. So I can't even fathom having 100 of my plethora of slabs that I think I want to get re-slabbed a second time. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine doing that. So that's way beyond my understanding of comics collecting. So it's outside my realm. But very interesting. And if you guys want to check that out, it'll be in the show notes. And of course, it's on our Slack channel. Jason also wanted to know something about slab books. He said, what books in your collection would you like to get slabbed?
And that was our friends at Comic Book Invest, I think, that did that video.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. I don't know for certain, but the name on it was Comic Book Investments. So I don't know if it's the same our friends or not.
I was thinking he said it was Comic Investor.
Ah, maybe.
But I don't know. I didn't pay that close of attention. I'll take a look. Maybe it was.
Things I want slabbed. I've got my Saga 1 signed, but like I could never get a witness. I mean, it's not a witness signature. I bought it as a Midtown signed book with a COA. So
yeah,
it's never been worth doing it because it would be green bar or whatever. My Nightwings, my first appearance of Nightwing stuff. I mean, at this point, that Moon Knight one, Venom Lethal Protectors, Transformers one.
Yep, all good.
First Silk, Silk variant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those ones are at the top of my head that like are the things I would send in.
So if this is, I could wave a magic wand and then they are graded fairly and slabbed and it just, I blink and they're a raw comic. And then when I blink, they are a slab comic. Yeah, sure. I'll do some. If I have to pay and package and fill out forms and mail and whatever the other procedure is to get it back to you and wait 6 months, I'm not slabbing anything in my collection. Not a damn thing. So that's where I'm at.
You are some anti-slabbing fool, my goodness.
I think I've really swung to the other side of the pendulum on this.
I love slabbed books.
Would you get them autographed first, witnessed, and then slabbed? Oh,
yeah. 100%. That'd be amazing.
Okay. Since I'm not slabbing them, I don't care about that either. Okay.
Well, like, I mean, it's just so rigged, these things where you've got to go to a specific CGC event and pay for specific signatures to be specifically witnessed to send in. It just leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth. That process.
It's awful. It's awful.
You love a good signature series.
I don't love it enough to play the game. I'd just rather sit it out. That's just part of the hobby that I won't be a part of.
You will not play in those deep waters.
I don't like anything about it. I mean, I see
stories like that, and you know, it the length of time it takes, and it's just I just feels like it feels so scammy to me. Mm-hmm. I hate everything about it, and I mean, I like to own them, I guess. I have some, you know, but I didn't process them, so I bought them slabbed.
Yeah, secondarily.
And that's I don't mind having, I don't mind owning them. I still feel okay owning them. I don't break them out of my the cases or anything because I hate slabs so much.
I will not have CGC in my home.
No, yeah, I'll leave them in there, and they're nice to look at. But I'm not going to go through the rigmarole and trust the process. I do not trust the process.
Yeah, I have CGC books. I have PXG books. I have CBCS books.
Yeah, yeah,
they're all fun to me, and they all have a special place in my heart.
Yeah, because the PGX is probably a 10-0.
It's not. It was never that bad.
There were there's plenty of PGX 10-0s. Plenty of them. And there's nothing wrong with that. There should be more there should be more CGC 10-0s because Gem Mint exists.
Yes.
It exists in the grading guide. It exists in the world. So there should be some in the census. And the fact that there aren't means they don't know what they're doing. All right, let's move on to the last one.
Yeah, I wish it was more like the way Pokemon cards and stuff are done. If it's cut centered, if it's crisp corners, it's 10. End of story.
Done. It's over. It's over. Yeah.
Whereas after comics, it seems like perfection is 9-8 and we just move on.
Yeah.
And the only time you get a 9-9 or a 10 is if somebody, their finger slips on a key.
I think you're right, yeah. After you get them slabs, are you flipping them immediately or are you waiting?
No, I love them. I keep them.
Yeah. What are the top three slab books you would like to have in your collection? So, obviously,
Hulk 181, Ultimate Fallout, ASM 300.
Yeah, just give me three action number ones. I'll just take that. I'll take three of those.
But no, I, you know, for as much as it's not worth anything or everything's gone, I've always wanted a Walking Dead number one slabbed.
Yeah.
It's always been one I've wanted.
They're dropping. You can get those.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. I bought my Walking Dead weekly number one. Is it slabbed? It might be slabbed. And it was at the height of mania. So I was like, I'm never going to get a one. So I'll get a Walking Dead weekly one. And I bet you I could get a one. I bet you it's down below 500 by now. You think?
Yeah, probably.
From its height of, what, $5,000?
Yeah, exactly. Trying to think. First Spirits of Nightwing would be nice to just own slabbed.
And not process yours?
Yeah. Yeah, because mine's not coming back a 9.8.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a 9.8 action. A 9.9 action one. Can you imagine? A Detective 27 one. A 27 that's a 9.8. My God.
They're still asking for $3,000 for Walking Dead 1 CGC 9.8.
Asking. Sure. Yeah. Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
Yeah. All right. That's interesting. I have maybe, what, a dozen slabbed books?
Mm-hmm.
None of them have I processed myself.
Yeah.
So that's... Yeah, this is just a line in the sand. I don't want to deal with it. I almost pulled the trigger a couple of times. I almost did like a 4-pack deal. I almost did, like when we were in C2E2, they had a booth, and I actually had filled out some stuff, and then like I turned around, and then it was like they were on a break or some shit, or I couldn't find anybody, and I was like, forget this. I'm out. This is dumb. What am I doing? And
never looked back.
I never looked back. And, you know, it was the whole thing with CBCS versus CGC. And, you know, PGX was the definite distant third in that.
How dare you?
I mean, you could probably buy that company for a song, I would guess. You could rebrand it. We could rebrand it as the C4FAP grading service.
C4FAP 9.8. I got a FAP 6.0.
That would be pretty sweet. Yeah. Well, it is October.
PGX is still doing stuff. They're still running.
Sure, they are. Grim
number one PGX.
Good for them, buddy.
And it's a good looking case. I am pro PGX. I don't like your anti PGXing.
I'm not. Well, I'm anti slabbing in entirety. So true, I'm against all of them. And I don't. Yeah, I don't have a dog in that fight. But I remember that PGX got a lot of grief.
Yeah.
Because they did. They were a little lenient in their grading.
Some would say fair.
especially the recipients would say fair for sure. Well, it is October-ish. It's the Halloween season. Fall is upon us. So I thought we'd do some fun Halloween-themed ChatGPT challenge.
All right.
So this first one is going to be, for this week, give me the top 10 ghosts in comics.
Oh my goodness. Casper.
Casper is number 11. Poor Casper Poor Casper didn't make the top 10 of ghosts. That's not right.
So how ethereal. Oh, man. Okay. So like Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider is number 2.
Okay, gotcha. Slimer, no.
Slimer is number 12.
Jeez, okay.
Because there are Ghostbusters comics at IDW.
That's very true.
Somebody who is dumb.
Ghost. Oh, man. Who is a ghost?
Now, there was just a whole Bat event. There was a whole DC event around this character.
Deadman?
For Nightmares.
Yeah.
You didn't read it, though.
Nope.
So you don't know who the main character of that was, do you?
100% do not know.
His alter ego is Boston Brand.
Oh, okay. Is that Deadman?
Deadman.
I said Deadman while you were chit-chatting there, yeah.
When did you say that?
While you were like, and I'm like, Deadman. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so you got that. So that's number one. That is number one. And those were the ones I thought you'd get.
So what constitutes a ghost? Because like Moon Knight, he died and was resurrected.
Right. The robot overlord has some weird decision making here. So Moon Knight's not on here. But number three is Spawn, who is just because Al Simmons returns from the dead with powers, they're calling him the number three ghost in all of comics.
Which okay. I think
that's a tough one to swallow. At four, we've got Gentleman Ghost. It's a DC character and a foe of Hawkman. And he's cursed to be an eternal ghostly criminal.
But no matter what, still a gentleman.
Yes. Yeah. So a gentleman ghost. Phantom Stranger. That's a good one. I would have got that, but I probably wouldn't have. A mysterious and powerful supernatural figure. From Nickelodeon Comics, we have Danny Phantom, a teen superhero with ghost powers.
Ghost powers.
Mm-hmm. And from Dark Horse Comics, we have at rank 7, we have Ghost Girl, a character from Ghost who can interact with the dead.
You tell me that's above Casper. No dice.
Right. I'm with you. I'm not sure I'm going to rise up against the robot overlords over it, but I am quietly behind you saying you're right and you should go challenge them. Challenge the robots.
Go let them know how wrong
they are. Yeah, you go let them know how wrong they are. I'll be back here. At Reg 8, we have Dr. 13, also from DC Comics, a paranormal investigator known for his skepticism, but not a ghost.
But not a ghost.
He's just an investigator of the paranormal. I didn't say, like, give me the top 10 ghost related. I said top 10 ghosts in comics. It was pretty clear.
Ghost adjacent.
Robots. It was really clear. I don't know how you got this so wrong. Then at 9, they go with Scarecrow. Not a ghost.
Just a dude in a mask of poison.
Batman what? Villain known for using fear-inducing toxin. He's number 9. Well okay. Ahead of Casper.
Yeah. The
friendly ghost. At rank 10, they give it to Valiant Comics Poltergeist, a character with telekinetic and ghostly abilities. I can't challenge that. I've never heard of that character. So, yeah. You already said Casper at 11 and Slimer at 12. At rank 13, Kyle, is Hush, a Batman villain with a ghostly bandaged appearance.
So, homie what? Was thought to be dead, yeah. Which is good enough as dad.
Yeah. So that qualified and almost got Hush above Casper as well.
Is anybody who at one point said boo, is that all it takes to be put on here?
Perhaps. Phantom Rider from Marvel. It's a ghostly cowboy motif. Whatever that means.
Jeez. Well, isn't Jonah Hex dead?
I don't know if he's dead. No, he's not dead.
Oh,
okay. No, he's not dead. Dead Girl from Marvel Comics, a mutant with the power to resurrect herself. I'm going to give him that one. Okay. That's kind of ghostly. Ragman, DC Comics, a character with a mystical suit made of souls. Not ghost souls, but souls. All right. Maybe. Man-Thing from Marvel, a creature with ghostly swamp-based powers. That's a reach. Vampire, as a vampire ghost, maybe, with ghostly abilities. I don't think that's true. That's a Vertigo, anyway. Death from Vertigo, a personification of death in Neil Gaiman's Sandman series. Give you that one. And the Spectre from DC, a cosmic entity with vast supernatural powers, and I would guess Spectre could be construed as ghost as well. So not awful. But some of these are just, you know, what are you thinking, robots? What are you thinking? you just partial credit. I'm gonna give them partial credit on this. You know, they got some of them right. At least Casper was on the list, but he was just, he should have been top 5, right?
I would have thought.
Casper should be top 5.
Yes. Boo.
Yeah, boo. Boo. You're probably on the list now.
Yeah, exactly. Top ghosts. Yeah.
Kyle, I've got the solution to our dreary evenings. We can pop a little magic mind and get a little pick me up and still go to sleep. Just enough to give us some clarity of mind, a little creativity, get the creative juices flowing, maybe give you one or two before the podcast, you know, to really focus you in. What do you think of that? You
fall asleep during one podcast and all of a sudden that's your problem.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, absolutely. The worst thing you want to do is, you know, brew a pot of coffee at middle of the night right before a podcast.
Yeah.
Then you're up the entire evening. What you need is good, sustained energy, clarity of mind, not, you know, a jolt of caffeine that hurts your body and all these things. Absolutely. And Magic Mind does all that stuff and has that. Okay. matcha. I want to talk about matcha, Drew.
Okay. All right.
The green vegetable matcha, that buzzword, that superfood. I didn't think I'd like matcha. I am starting to like matcha. And that's one of the big key ingredients here is that lovely green superfood that has the benefits of all the keeping you going.
Yeah. And it's cool stuff. It's pricey. Matcha is, but they stick it in this with some great other ingredients, all natural stuff. But you can get it through us with our code. So we want you to check out this Magic Mind Elixir. Check this out. It is go to magicmind.co/comicsfunprofit.
And elixir really is the perfect word for it. It's a nice little elixir. It's very cool.
For sure. If you feel you want to try this out, go to magicmind.co/comicsfunprofit and use our code. You can get 20% off of an initial one-time purchase or up to 56% off of a subscription. So if this sounds good to you, go to magicmind.co/comicsfunprofit and use our code CFP. You can get up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days with the code CFP. Or you can just use that discount code, CFP, at magicmind.co/comicsfunprofit to get 20% off a one-time purchase. Just a sample, dip your toe, check it out. Kyle, is your image catalog up?
Nope.
It's still grinding. Still
not up. Yeah.
Could you kick all your kids off their internets, please?
I have kicked all but one off.
All right. Actually, let's slide on over. Too. What is it?
He's off the internet as well. There's nobody on it but me. It's just not doing its thing tonight.
Has it got anything? Is it like working?
Yeah. I've been able to look up that article and all kinds of free stuff.
Okay. Well, let's go with cover price then and come back. We'll circle back to the image books.
All right. We're going to check out the secondary market, see our cover price top 10, see how things are doing on the secondary market for the week of September 29th, 2023. And at rank one, Drew, we have Wolverine 37, the Greg Capullo cover, Virgin, which is a one per store variant. This book immediately propelled in value to nearly $100 in the aftermarket, all within a week of its release. The heat has cooled off a bit, and currently you can get near mints in the raw category for about $68. Given that it was a one per store variant, the supply of this book was limited, but still very available on sites like eBay, which means every store owner immediately put them online. Some stores reported receiving two copies, one from Diamond and the other from Penguin. Regardless, this great cover was created by legendary modern artist Greg Capullo, highlighting his return to the Marvel fold. It's an excellent pickup for fans of Wolverine, Capullo, or just covers Virgin cover people in the of itself.
When's the last time Capullo was working over at Marvel?
Man, it seems like it's been a while.
I don't know that I remember it.
How many copies do you think sold on the internet, Drew?
50?
192 copies sold.
Oh, wow.
High sale of $80 for a raw.
That's cool.
At rank two, we have Snatched. Number one is a story that used an outlandish idea as a metaphor for racism, misogyny, and capitalism, where hair trafficking is used as a more lucrative underground black market than the drug world. This story is an interesting and novel idea. Warner Brothers sure thought the idea was worth a shot, as they have are attached to produce Snatched as a TV series. This announcement came out last week and has propelled the cover A of this book to our number two spot. 31 copies on the secondary market, $15 for a raw, but they've settled down to around $11. This is a 2021 book.
I don't remember it.
I don't either.
What's the publisher? Do we know?
Image.
Scout? Okay.
Yeah, Scout.
And now that the writer's strike is over, they'll have somebody to write this.
Exactly.
Adapt it. Very cool.
At rank 3, we have Wolverine 36, the Ryan Stegman regular cover. What happens when you combine an indestructible rage mutant with the spirit of vengeance? We talked about this last week. So this book is still hot. We saw another 44 copies sold. CGC 9.8 presale for 120 already. And currently, Near Mint Rawls settling to $17. Drew, have you heard of Spawn number 1? Well, it's our number 4 book. Continuing to move, 33 more copies sold. I think we've sold the same 300 copies back and forth a million times.
If people do that, yeah.
CGC 9.8 is over $200 at $223. Near Mint's settling at $29. At rank 5, we get Dazzler number 1, our first appearance, but the first feature. This is, of course, the rumors of Taylor Swift possibly playing her in Deadpool 3 continue to propel this book. Boy, it would be crazy if it were true. 32 copies sold, $225 for a CGC 9.8, and currently Rawls about $8. Fish Flies, number 2. This is the recalled book we talked about, you know, and how many recalled books were actually sent back. So who knows?
Well, I mean, if it's in Deadpool 3, it's going to be for like a second or two, right? It's not going to be a long scene. It's not going to be a long part of the movie. She'll be Dazzler for a scene and get killed.
Who knows?
Probably.
We shall see. Fish Flies 2. Since the initial sale of $25 for Raw early in the week, value is currently sitting at $17 for Rawls. The reprint is already back to the printer, is expected to be delivered to stores on the 10th or 11th. In the meantime, we've tracked 24 copies sold on the secondary market. At rank 7, we have Wolverine number 1, the old Wolverine number 1 with him on the top of a pile of bodies. Isn't much to say about this book. We haven't said already. Deadpool 3 is responsible for a ton of unconfirmed rumors. However, one leak of Deadpool 3 puts this book back on top. Set photos of Hugh Jackman returning as Wolverine were shared online a few weeks ago, and the internet went wild.
Do you think, is it expected that if you have an error in your book, that you have to recall it as a publisher? There's an extra page, and it's a repeat of another page. Does that mean if there's no missing page, why do I even care?
I think if you're embarrassed or ashamed about it, you recall it.
Right. Okay. But I don't know that I would recall it unless, like, if it was like that one book that had the collar saturation off or whatever, it was a little darker than it was supposed to be. That shit.
Yeah. The saga book.
I would have never recalled that. I wouldn't even have told anybody. That's just the way it is. You know, I don't know.
At rank 8, we have an item that was a Aaron Churchill Memorial Kyle ratio pick at one point in time with the Star Wars Bounty Hunters 38 Bjorn Behrens 1/25 cover with my beautiful boy General Grievous in the front. And that is amazing. Bjorn Behrens delivers hard-hitting covers and has a decent fan base. Pair that with being on the cover of one of the most popular franchises in existence, you have a collector's dream. It's also fantastic to see the imposing General Grievous in a stellar cover, tracking only 16 copies. Come on, people, get with it. High sale of $50 for a Raw, settling back to $25. I may have to scout the secondary market. I love this freaking book. I love the look of that. That's so cool.
What's it selling for?
It's high sale for 50, so double ratio, which was the Mendoza line.
But if you can get it for 25,
that's
worth it. That's worth it. A 1/25 for $25 is
absolutely probably. And then send it in to CGC to see what we get. Nope, send it to PGX. I'm sending it straight to PGX. That's what we're doing.
They should probably give you, they should probably have good deals. Absolutely. I will grade it for 50 cents.
That's right. Just put a post-it note that says C4FAP 10.0. At rank 9, Power Man and Iron Fist number 1. Volume number 79.
We'll wrap it in saran wrap.
That's exactly right. It's in a Ziploc baggie.
Ziploc baggie. We send it back with a post-it note.
That's exactly right.
C4FAP 10.0.
Here's a more obscure minor key most people skip over. This issue is the first appearance of Professor Justin Alphonse Gamble, a member of the TVA.
Wow,
rumors have been going around that this character will make their on-screen debut in Loki Season 2.
Who cares?
Womp womp. With the premiere only a week away, holy crap, I did not remember that. Fans are racing to nab any key issue that may have been missed. 18 copies sold, $20 for Raw. Said link to him, still might be able to find them for $4.
$4.
$4 book.
What is the what? What is the cover price on that?
That one originally came out at, I can't see, I think it's 60 cents originally. Yeah,
oh, okay, okay. Well, all right then. That's cool.
At rank 10, Wolverine 36, the Lian Li Francis Yu second print black and white 1/25. This is another situation where you get a second printing ratioed. The first print of this book was a hit right off the printing press, joining that market heat in this retailer incentive 1/25 second print. Pre-sales are generating so much heat that it is already hitting our top 10 with tons of sales and massive value building. In fact, this is the first time a pre-sale has landed on the list, and it has a reason to. It's the first appearance of Helverine and also sports a dynamic black and white cover by Lian Li Francis Yu. We can't say if these values will hold, but for the time being, this book is on hellfire. 16 copies, pre-sold, $70 for a raw, some for 49, but hitting up to 70. Dang.
At rank 11, we've got Harley Quinn, Black, White, Redder, number 3, The Sanford Greed, 1/25. It's a great cover. It's really nice. We sold 9 copies. I sell $70 for a raw. Near mint's around 65, so about the same as the high. At rank 12, we've got Star Wars Dark Droids D Squad number 1, the Mike McCone 1/50, which is cool as well. This is another cool cover, but only 7 copies of this sold. High sale of $81, near mint's around 75. That's a tough flip on a 1/50.
Yeah.
This is Fish Flies 2, the recalled error. From Kelly Jones, 8 copies of this one sold, the high sale of $30 for a raw, and near mint's going around the same price. At rank 14, we have Snatch number 1. Again, this is the web store exclusive by Adrian Nelson. Less of these, only 6 copies of this one sold. And a high sale of $28 for a raw, and $6 makes this list. This is crazy. At rank 15, we've got Dark X-Men number 2, the Pablo Villalobos 1/25. We got 25 of this one moving. High sale of $35 for a raw. Why is this a deal? This is just a nice cover. Goblin Queen, Mylene Pryor and all her girl Ori, big play. Yep, I think it's just the cover. Rank 16, we have Star Wars Visions number 1, then Takashi Okazaki regular cover. This is a Ronin Star Wars story here, which sold 13 copies at a high sale of $65 for a raw, but they've settled. Near mints are now around $12. At rank 17, Ultimate Fallout 4, the first Miles Morales. 18 more copies of this moved with a high sale of $1,755 for a 9/8. Raw's around $500. At rank 18, we have Uncanny Spider-Man number 1, the Sam De La Rosa 1/25. This is that Nightcrawler thing that I didn't think was going to do anything, but looks like there's a little heat. 27 copies of this sold. $25 is the high for a raw, and near mints have settled to around $20. At rank 19, we have Spider-Man 2099 number 1. Not the first appearance, because that's Amazing Spider-Man 365. 24 copies of this sold, and a high sale of $230 for a CGC 9/8. Raw is around $12. Okay, see that, folks, right there? There's profit to be made. So near mints raws are $12. CGC 9/8 are $230. Holy moly. Even if you have to pay the exorbitant rush fees, you could triple your money, right? Yeah, so even though I hate slabbing, you who like slabbing out there should do that. Gobble them up.
And we know there's going to be another pop on this book when the second part of that movie hits. So it's got another.
Yeah, you got to build in another jump for this. Yep, so
exactly.
Grab as many 2099s in the wild as you can find. And I still don't. Why is 365 not trending above this book? It doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe
nobody's buying it.
Nobody's selling it. Maybe.
Yeah, nobody's moving it.
Uncanny X 266. Is this the Gambit? Yeah, this is Gambit. 16 more copies sold with a high sale of $775 for a CGC 9.8. Raw near mints around $125. Time for a break from our show to pay the bills. Check out beacons.ai/comicsfunprofit for all the C4 FAP links you could ever need. All in one place. You can provide feedback, listen, support, share, enjoy these. We have our Patreon there. You can buy us a beer or a coffee. You can check out our Instagrams, our Twitters, our Facebooks. Check out our YouTube page. You can email us. You can listen to our podcasts on Patreon, if you're a subscriber, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on Podbean. We have Google Podcasts on there. We have an Amazon wish list. You want to buy Kyle and I something? Fine. You can do that here. We appreciate it. We have Kyle's RPG podcast listed on there, so you can check out his Dork Day Afternoon offerings. We have Cowabunga links, so you can check out the Cowabunga Deep Discount FOC and pre-order list. Get on that. That's RLCS, so you can check that out as well. And we want to just give you opportunities to say hi, to check out what we're doing, support us if you would like, or just listen. Check out beacons.ai/comicsfunprofit for all the C4 FAP links you could ever need. Thanks. Back to the show. Kyle, is your hamster wheel internet up and running yet?
Yes.
All right. Let's go back in time to Image Comics. These are the December releases for Image. Yeah. And on the cover is the amazing Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips, Where the Body Was. So that looks like another OGN from them, which I can't wait.
And here we go. The number one book is a hardcover.
A hardcover from Pete Townsend of The Who?
Yep.
Okay. The Who has its following. Perhaps this will be of interest to folks.
An original graphic novel on rock music legend Pete Townsend's 1970 screenplay of the same name, which inspired The Who's 1971 global best-selling and universally beloved album, Who's Next.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
There you go. The art's cool.
It's trippy, man.
Yeah.
Drube.
And then here's your boy, Ed Brubaker.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about this. These things, they've been doing, what, 2 a year, maybe?
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, 2 of these OGNs a year. Great stuff. Look at the also available. They have a laundry list of also available stuff. So much good Reckless
crime series, and mystery.
Oh, man. I can't wait. This will be awesome. 144 pages, $25. You can get it for half that through Cowabunga or your LCS. Look at that. Look at that Phillips art right there. So good. Dang.
Here we have the second iteration of Adventure Man by our boy Matt Fraction. Adventure Man Ghost Lights number one, which is starting a new story arc. Terry and Rachel Dotson are working on art for them.
Did you read any of that first one?
Number one, I read the first one, and that was it.
I did as well, and I don't remember a thing about it.
I remember I was like, all right, this is interesting, but like, not enough interesting.
Not enough.
Yeah.
Not Sex Criminals Hawkeye interesting.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, that's a bar he set. That's what I want from him.
Yep. Yep.
Please do that.
Here we have a 3-issue series, Andrew Cranky. I'm going with.
Okay. I like Cranky.
With Bloodrick number one. Like I said, a 3-issue miniseries, 40 pages a piece, $4 a piece. Bludrick is an angry, confused, and starving. Unable to achieve success in his usual hunting grounds, he stomps his way into unfamiliar woods. Andy is finding an attempt to feed his stomach and heal his ego. What he finds will leave him on a journey of madness, violence, fire, and blood.
Looks kind of like Conan.
Yeah, action, adventure, fairy tale, folktale, legends, mythology, and fantasy.
Yeah, it's a lot of subgenres.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do The Bloody Dozen, A Tale of the Shrouded College, number one. This is Charles Soule and art by Alberto Jimenez Albuquerque. Is he he's not the good Albuquerque brother, right?
He's not Raphael. Yeah.
But it looks like he's okay. This seems fine.
All right.
What is this thing about?
Space vampires, Drew. Space vampires.
That's what Bloody Dozen is?
Yes. Space. Now,
okay.
Here's something pretty dope. The cover D includes a special individually numbered coin.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but the D is also a 1 in 50.
Ouch.
Yes.
Yeah. Kyle, what's Duke? You're a G.I. Joe guy.
Yeah, that's the main dude. That's the homie. That's your guy.
That's my guy?
Yeah, that's who you want. That's who you root for.
I never watched G.I. Joe, not once.
Yep. Duke was the dude. Conrad okay. Hauser has made first contact with an alien being and lived to tell the tale. But no one, not even Colonel Hawk, believes the story of the jet fighter converting into a colossal alien robot that nearly killed the man known as Duke. Now one of the U.S. Army's most decorated soldiers is on the hunt for answers, drawn into a conflict that no amount of training could ever prepare him for. A war that only a real American hero has any chance of surviving. Here we go. We got a David Aja cover, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is like maybe an army story. I might like this, right?
Yeah. So this is, you know, gives us back to Sergeant Rock days, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little Sergeant Rock.
It's just a 5 issue series. Art's good.
Art looks good.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, me too. Our Bones Dust by Ben Stenbeck and the cover B by Mike Mignola.
Yeah, Stenbeck's doing art and cover or story just like you like.
Yeah, is it? I like. A feral child, equal parts predator and prey, navigates a nightmare landscape of brutality and blood inhabited by scattered cannibal tribes. All right. I don't know.
Creepshow holiday special one shot. Creepshow is here to put the fear in your cheer. Nope. Moving on.
I just read a creep show, and it was uneven. One story was good, one story was okay, which happens.
Yeah, so if you don't get enough Halloween, you can get it in your Christmas here. One shot for Shift. This is in your massive verse, Drew.
So huge fan. Huge fan of superheroes. Yep.
So Kyle Higgins writing this, 56 pages, $6. There you go. Trade big paperback game. For big game. That's Mark Millar.
Yeah, I do love this curse words compendium. It's called the Whole Damn Thing Compendium.
That's awesome.
That's a trade paperback.
Classic Ryan Brown cover.
I read part of this. I don't know that I finished curse words, though.
Yeah, I did the first 2 or 3. I really liked them.
Yeah, they were good. Fear Agent is the 20th anniversary deluxe edition hardcover by Rick Remender. Art by my boy Tony Moore from The Walking Dead, first 6 issues. Jerome Pena doing art as well. Man, this is a classic Remender, supposedly. I've never read this. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so this is a well thought of action adventure sci-fi. 512 pages, full color, $60. You can get that. A half price from our boy.
And then you can get the second volume for the same.
Yeah. That's all of it probably, right?
Mm-hmm. Third trade of Gunslinger Spawn. Here's your third trade in volume 3 of your Hey Kids comics by your Howard Chicken.
Yeah, I don't remember ending. Must have. It must have ended. Well, could have been. It could have. This is December, so it could have been.
Yeah, that's right. We could be me in the midst of ending.
Yeah.
Immortal Sergeant trade paperback. Joe Kelly story collects Immortal Sergeant 1-9. This is Crime and Mystery, Drew.
Immortal Sergeant is.
Yeah.
I tried. I think I tried one of those. I don't remember it being that accessible for me.
Second trade for Loaded Bible. Omnibus hardcover for Rat Queen. 1,224 pages.
Just 5,000 of them available.
Yep. Collecting Rat Queens Volume 1, 1 through 15.
The Never Volume Before reprinted, number 16.
Yep, which I have. 1 through 25 of Volume 2. And then the Rat Queen Sisters, Warriors Queens that just came out.
Yeah,
and all four one-shots.
I mean, you could probably just get the first 16 and then that last one-shot. Just all the Rock Up Church stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
And just skip all those 25 there in the middle that were...
I do like Stefan Sajic. Tess Fowler did a good job, but they're just not my boy Rock.
No, they're not the same. Yeah. Not the same at all.
Another Spawn cover gallery.
Wow, 200. Another 100 covers.
Yeah. Yes.
That's amazing.
And I'll bet they're coming out with another one next month.
Wow. He's as bad as Kirkman on ways to make money.
Mm-hmm. Those baseballs won't buy themselves.
That's true.
Stoneheart 1 trade paperback. And now we're back into floppies. Antarctica 6. Oh, all the Christmas. Blood Commandment 2 by your boy Simone Kudransky.
Is that my boy?
I don't know.
Jeff Lemire, Bone Archer. He's closer to my boy than Skrimansky.
Yeah.
Maria Lovett doing Crave.
There's your Creep Show.
Yep. Creep Show. Who's in this one? Dark Alyssa Ride. Quitney. Yeah.
Dark Ride 10. Dead Lucky 11.
Destiny Gate. That's a Crime and Mystery. That's right. I want to read that one when it comes out. Top Cow Mystery.
Deviant 2 from my boy James Tinian.
That is your boy, for sure. Also Crime and Mystery, so I'll be reading that one.
Enfield Gang 506. That's, of course, that Texas Blood precursor. The series finale of Firepower by Kirkman and Samnee, issue 30.
Yep, not quite. Couldn't quite get the same magic going. I tried to love this thing. I think I read half of this series. So I read
Shocker, like Image superhero book doesn't catch Drew.
Well, it was martial arts. I mean, I don't know if that was superheroes. I guess, yeah.
It's literally action adventure, fairy tale, folktale, legends and mythology, superheroes. I didn't That's make cool. that up.
They can say whatever they want. I read it. I know what it is.
So you're telling me a dude that shoots fireballs from his hand isn't a superhero?
Oh, he's not fighting crime. He's not on after, well, I guess there was a villain. Whatever.
G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, 302, Larry Hama, Funeral for a Joe.
Are you reading this? Are you going to read this
when it relaunches? I will, yeah. You know, I'm all in for Transformers and G.I. Joe. And
you think? Yeah, okay. I don't remember you liking G.I. Joe, but maybe you did.
Void Rivals, all that fun stuff.
Void Rivals I'm in for sure. And I'm going to sample the... Transformers and see if I have any clue what's going on.
Geiger Ground Zero number 2. Gunslinger Spawn 27. Hacken Slash Back to School 304. Really nice cover on Haunted Girl 3.
Yeah, Ethan and Naomi Sachs. With art by Marco Lorenzana. Who's doing that cover? That's Jun Gun Yoon. Really nice cover.
Hexagon Bridge. All those covers look the same.
Yep, exactly.
Holy Roller 2.
What was that Hickman book? Remember that Hickman book that had like all the kind of like just shapes on the covers?
Mm-hmm.
What was that Image Hickman book that it did well for a while, but like all the covers looked like alike?
Yeah.
It was about like nuclear war or something. I don't know. All right. I can't
remember. Geiger.
I didn't read it, so...
Junior Baker, Captara. It's our boy Zdarsky.
I forgot Holy Roller was that Andy Samberg thing.
Yeah, the bowling thing.
Yeah. Gaia
14. Kill Your Darlings 4. Into that first story arc. Killadelphia 32. King Spawn 29. Local Man 8, Midlife 3, or How to Hero at 50.
Newbern's back with its
good Newbern cover. Yeah, it's a really good cover.
Knights hits issue 3.
That's cool.
Petrol Head. Don't remember that one.
Phantom Road.
Another Jeff Lemire.
Perevil.
Ooh, I tried that. Not me. Not for me.
Quest 5. Sacrificers 5. Schlub 5. Scorched 25 with a really cool second cover.
And your boy Cliffy B finishes up Scrapper with 6 of 6.
Yep, it's a cool looking cover.
I like dog covers.
One of my, I'm Span. A cat cover guy.
That's true. Bond hits 349, so one more for 350. That'd be nice.
Whoa, did you see how many? Okay, Spawn 349, 24 pages.
All right.
$2.99.
It's only $2.99.
Yeah.
Star Sign, that's it, 7 of 9.
All Swan, right.
Swan Songs finishes up. Oh, yeah. Man, I really like that. I wish it would have kept going.
Do you recognize the cover? Shel Silverstein?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What book is that?
Okay.
I trust you.
The End of the Sidewalk or where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Siphon hits 2 of 4. Tale of Ziz Spence 4. There's your Transformers hitting 3.
Yeah.
Undiscovered Country at 28. Dracula 3 of 4. That's a James Tynion as well. Walking Dead 78 and 79. What's the Furthest Place from Here? Hits 17. World Tree at 6. And I didn't see a Void Rivals.
No, I didn't either. We had Transformers, but no Void Rivals. And now we have some good Transformers.
Why are we pausing? Why are we hiatusing Void Rivals? That's baloney.
Interesting, yeah.
Let me go see it. Let me go back to the checklist and see if it's just omitted a page.
It might have hit its trade break.
Oh, are we still doing that? Are we still doing that, Kirkman? Kirkman's doing trade breaks now?
How dare people give artists the time they need?
Yeah, man, last in the saga, because they're doing another break in saga until, I don't know, sometime in January. They might come back if we ask really nicely.
They had 100 of them planned. We're good.
And anyway, and it was all about their work-life balance and Fiona spending quality time with her two babies and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't care. Just get in there and draw. Crank these puppies out because I want to read them. Who knows what the future holds? We've had pandemics and super flus and shit. I might not live long enough to finish it. I need to know how saga ends.
It's true. We do. All right, Drew, but we also need to find our FOC books.
Yeah,
of course, FOC is our final order cutoff. It's our last bite at the apple for these books instead of having to chase them on the secondary market. We get this wonderful Excel sheet printed out and sent to us by our local comic book shops, Cowabunga Comics and Deep Discount Comics. So it just makes it as easy as possible to snag those books before they hit the shelves.
Kyle, who is this Action Comics cover girl, the blonde?
I believe that's one of their new iteration. I don't know. Who is Nora Stone? Yeah,
interesting. Interesting.
Good looking cover.
Yeah.
Good looking Del Auto cover, too.
Yeah, I like the Jorge Fornes.
I am over those negative zones or whatever they call them.
Yeah, are you? Okay. I can see you getting tired of those. It's no window shades, but.
Yeah, those will live on forever.
First, Alan Scott, the Green Lantern.
That is the worst interpretation of Red Hood I have ever seen in my life, Dustin Nguyen.
Where are we at?
Page 4. Batman, page Catwoman, 4. The Gotham War, mean? Red Hood 2, cover okay. Dustin Nguyen.
Are you reading Gotham War?
No.
Okay. It's interesting.
Okay.
So the premise, once I read them in the right order, because I read Batman 137 first, and that's like the second or third in the event. So there was like a Halloween or Batman Day preview that had a little bit of everything in it, that you could have read. And then there was like a Batman Catwoman Battle Lines launch title, which I did not realize and I missed.
Okay.
So I had to go back, and once I read, and I read that one, which was really good. That's a really good issue. And but the concept is all these thugs and hired hands and bad guys that work for the Joker and the Riddler and the Penguin, and those guys are the ones who were in, who are doing in Crime Alley and stabbing people and robbing people, right?
Yep.
They're the ones that probably killed Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably killed Batman's parents. So Catwoman decides that she's going to retrain them, not to work for the crazy supervillains who mistreat them and don't give them money, don't pay them fairly so that they have to rob. Mm-hmm. So she's going to retrain them to be high-end, violence-free, rob from the rich cat burglars like her.
Oh.
And so she does this in secret, and all of a sudden, crime in Gotham has dropped 75%. 75% is dropped. So then she goes to like all the Robins and the Bat family, including Batman, and like says, okay, here's what I did. It's a good idea. It's working. I need you guys to be cool. Please just be cool.
Just let them rob rich
people. Leave them alone, and everything will be copacetic. Look, Gotham's getting better because of this. And of course, old boomer Batman can't stand it. Old boomer Batman loses his crap. And, you know, no, crime is crime. I must fight it all. This is my city, blah, blah, blah. And craps all over it. So now it's like everybody but Batman and Damian against Catwoman and all the other Bat family on opposite sides. Huh. Really fun. Really fun going on so far. I mean, I'm sure it'll get milked to death and be awful by the time they get to the end. But right now, it's really good.
But for the time being.
For the time being, I'm enjoying it a lot. So, and I think and Red Hood had a interesting part in this last one. So it could be fun. You should read it.
I like Red Hood. And it's,
yeah, you should read it.
Definitely a possibility of it.
Look at Sebastian Fiamara's detective. Is that like Hamlet, the last poor Yorick holding Batman's skull in his hands?
That's crazy. Cool. And then Bjorn Behrens has a nice flash card stock. That's pretty awesome.
Wow. Yeah, you could do worse than just grabbing all these.
Yeah.
Behrens.
It was Matina 1 in 25 Green Arrow. Oh, I'll get that with all the Ravens.
Oh, that's a good one too. Man. What is Matt Taylor doing on the Flash? What is this? Is this like a modern art interpretation?
Yeah.
That's a 1 in 50.
That's so stupid.
Nobody's going to want that.
Oh, so, look at this. Gabriel Del Auto cardstock for Harley Quinn 33. Boy, that's great.
That's good. That's good. But you know what? Jenny Frison's stepping up her game. She's got a little romance novel thing going on there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that issue 30. That's pretty great. Del Auto is like Art Germ Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me show you. Those are really nice. I like all the Harley Quinn covers. They're
fantastic. Yeah, they're all very, very good. Penguin covers have all been pretty good.
Also at Del Auto.
Yeah, he's the artist spotlight guy for this, apparently. It didn't give him a Power Girl, though.
I mean, that's a missed opportunity.
That's what I'm thinking.
Doing a Return of Superman 30th Anniversary Special one shot. I think I still have plenty of those laying around. I'm good.
Come on, Polybags.
Ribbon Queen's back for its fourth issue. That's a really good series.
Friday the 13th homage cover.
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I recognize it, but I didn't recognize it. Eek, what's the cover of Saint of Love there? Holy moly.
Get your man love. Get your man love right here.
Undead Evil. Who's doing that? I can't even read the...
Steelworks 5. There is a 1 in 25 Alexander Lozano cover.
Okay.
That's pretty.
Wonder Woman gets a second print Jim Lee cover, which is pretty awesome, and a foil. Really great. Not a ratio, it doesn't look like. So that's cool. Slide over to whatever Diamond still has to offer.
Yeah, that would be it. Well, we're going to the second. So we did the first on Lunar Distributions, and then we updated the second.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. That is true. In order to get the image.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Which I believe are still somewhere over there. Ice Cream Man 37, cover C, the 20th anniversary of Walking Dead homage cover. So cool. I love it. Your Manifest Destiny hardcover.
Very nice.
1 in 24.
Rumpus Room looks pretty good. AWA.
Yeah.
There's Void Rivals 4.
Spoiler cover. The Jai Lee cover is spoilerific. Who's on it? I want my Transformer. Now we head on over. Check out our boom items.
Man, I got to think about that. Ice Cream Man 37. That's a really good one.
Slow Burn number 1 from Boom Studios, Ollie Masters, a 60s robbery adventure.
What's it called? Oh, Slow Burn. Okay, that's cool. Ollie Masters, that's the guy that did The Kitchen, right?
That sounds right.
Yep. Snowblind in The Kitchen.
Yep.
Snowblind, I don't remember.
Interesting Star Wars covers.
Jason was sharing with us earlier on Slack about this Carnage, that it's so scary that they've sent a warning to all the shop owners.
Dear millennials.
It might be triggering. It's so scary. So what did Jason do? He pre-ordered two.
That's awesome.
Because it's super scary and Marvel tricked him.
White Widow 1 Art Germ variant. White Widow 1 Declan Shalby Moon Knight variant.
Okay.
X-Men 28 Yvonne Tao Knights and Moon Knight variant. You got some good stuff here, brother.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 10 years ago, Drew would have been all over that. X-Men. Hey, that's a Moon Knight on X-Men. I got to get that. No, I'm not going to do that.
I miss that guy. He wasn't such a curmudgeon.
He was so happy. Go lucky.
Almost Dead, number 1 from Ablaze Comics. Tyler Kirkham on the cover. Galaxy is the writer. Looks like zombies. I do love zombies.
Okay. Yeah, it does look. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Edenwood is a. Is that an image? New image?
Mm-hmm.
Did we already talk about Edenwood?
Uh-uh.
Tony S. Daniel. Multiverse Wars Between Demons and Witches. Tony S. Daniel doing writing and art. Should be a bigger deal, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think. The Prism, number 1 from Ablaze Comics. Matteo De Longis, 40-page first issue.
The Complete Moonshine collection.
I clicked on that same thing. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Newbern hits issue 12 there. That'd be fun.
Void Rivals 5. Since it's a Kirkham book, they, of course, have a Walking Dead homage.
Did we talk about The Prism?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of I know Matteo De Longis, but I guess I don't.
All right, Drew. What's your pick for FOC?
A couple.
I'm going with Ablaze Comics and Almost Dead number 1 just because I am in the mood for a good zombie book.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good choice. And in that vein, I will pick the Ice Cream Man Walking Dead homage for issue 37.
There we go.
I can't help myself.
Very nice. You know what else I can't help? I can't help heading over to CBSI, our good friends at comicbookinvest.com, to look at their hot 10 books for September 29th, 2023. And their first book is Void Rivals, number 4, The One in 25. Sales so far this week, there have been a lot to talk about in this book since it hit the FOC. Spoiler covers lately have been causing quite a stir. Some have hit, while others have missed. High sales about $85.
Are these pre-sales? Because this isn't out yet, is it?
I don't think it's out, but it's got my boy Shockwave on the front.
Okay.
High sales of about $85. There were a couple more in the $80 range, while the bulk of sales were closer to $50, or double ratio. And even the odd cheap sale fell closer to ratio around release. So yeah, this came out this
week. Oh, it's set up this week. Okay.
Yeah, it's only been on shelves 2 days as of the writing, so we expect more copies to move over the weekend. Wolverine 37 promo Virgin variant, one per store. Most in the... there's a couple that hit for like a little over $120. Most in the $40 to $50 range, but there were plenty that sold for $60 to $80. So, and I think we talked about like a... 147 selling on that one.
Yeah, right.
Snatch number 1 had about 50 sales this week, highs of 15. Handful of sales were the variant web store version for around 20. So a lot of people heading back to that one. That's the one that got optioned. Uncanny X-Men 129, about 25 sales this week, as volumes appear to be up, as many are looking forward to the facsimile reprint cover coming at the end of October. This seems to be a recent trend where facsimiles remind collectors of the books and they jump over and grab the originals. That's cool.
That's really dumb. Like, oh, it took the facsimile for them to remember
exactly
what they wanted.
CGC 9.4 for $442. 9.8 at $2,300. Dang.
What a jump.
Yep. Transformers number 1, Ralph Macchio writing, Bill Sienkiewicz on the cover. Over 20 sales this week as excitement for Skybound's new universe continues to grow. While this will be a new start for the Transformers, it seems collectors still want the originals back in their collections. Depending on grade, most Rawls have been selling for close to $100, while a couple CGC 9.6 is sold for around $350. And there was an out-of-nowhere $440 auction finished for a very nice-looking near-mint raw copy. Side note, there are second and third printings that you can only identify if you open the book and read the Indicia. Right. What did you call that yesterday?
Indicia.
Last week? Indicia. Thank you.
Yeah.
So be mindful of that. At rank 6, we have Heir to the Empire number 1. 35 more sales. Thrawn. Dr. A for 36, 1 in 100. Ahsoka.
What is the deal with that?
It's got a cool Ahsoka cover.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. High sales, best offers accepted for about $212. Couple more for between $140 and $160. And had two pre-sales around $160. Still about a half dozen are still on the market, but they're asking for well over $250 on this one, so we shall see.
Very cool.
DC Comics presents 26 Marv Wolfman and Jim Starlin. Around 20 sales in the last 2 weeks, and a CGC 9.0 app is back to over $1,500 on 19 bids, with three best offer sales around $1,000 last week. Multiple Titans first appearances in this one, as you already know. This is a classic that many collectors seem to be adding to their collections. Decent raw copies still sell for under $100, with some lower grade readers under $50. All grades sell on classics such as this, so don't think in terms of 9.8 or bust, as many people do.
And those people are not real comic people.
Correct.
People that are so picky, and they, like, who would care if you had like up there with the Uncanny X-Men 129, if it was a 9.4. If you had a 9.4 for that, why would you be that upset? I mean, that's a high quality book and a good.
You know who wouldn't be upset? PGX would not be upset.
They would not. They'd be love. They'd love to have that.
At rank 9, Sonic the Hedgehog, Amy's 30th anniversary special. Only about 8 sales on this 1 in 10 retailer incentive so far, but it's worth noting that the high sale was $50 friggin'. Before that, it was in the normal range, Sonic's retail incentive of 15 to 20. It wouldn't be out of pocket to think that Amy may be a new character's introduction in Sonic 3, but that still may be a little ways off. We're just surprised her character is already 30 years old, and her first appearance is still one that we are digging through some Sonic books, issue 25. At rank 10, Power Man and Iron Fist 79, 15 sales. Most super cheap with a high sale of $12. It seems the folks are speculating again on some secondary characters associated with the show, like Dreadlocks and Professor Gamble for Loki Season 2. Notable sales, Spawn 220 had a 1 in 25 variant. One of those image homage variants for Spawn that command a solid premium. Those are always interesting to see. Don't forget that those homage had a 1 in 25 incident black and white version released at the time as well. While we personally prefer the full color regular edition, these 1 in 25s don't pop up very often. Interesting to see that they aren't forgotten about, as one sold at auction this week for $330 with more than 20 bids. At rank, other notable sale, rank 2. Planet Comics number 9. This is a low-grade copy. It was originally sold back in November of 2022 for only $360 through Heritage Auctions. Now, only a few months later, this same copy sold this past week on eBay, basically tripling their investment, selling for $955. Low grades are better than no grades, and this Golden Age example shows that even the unpretty comics have a market.
That's my mantra.
Low grades is better than no grades.
Exactly.
Except all of Drew's have no grades. All right, Drew, it's time for the sneak peek at next week. Let's look at the things coming out in your local comic book shops here soon. Heading over to Lunar Distributions and looking at the things for the third.
And the fourth or just the third?
We'll get to the fourth.
Okay. I still haven't got this down yet. Still struggling. Batman 138. That's still Gotham War stuff.
Still got some more. Birds of Prey connecting variant for David Nakayama. Blue Beetle, Two Beetle.
Well, that's a Sergeant Rock hardcover. That'd be fun. Deceased is collected as a deluxe edition. That's nice.
Fire and Dice, Welcome to Smallville number 2. That's a really cool cover beat by Greg Smallwood.
Yeah.
Joker, the Man Who Stopped Laughing, 11. Man, all these covers for that, the Man Who Stopped Laughing, have been really, really good. These ones are awesome and as well.
Twisted. Twisted would be good.
Yeah. Peacemaker Tries Hard 6.
Man, I hope that needs to be an ongoing. That was so much fun. Make that thing an ongoing, and I don't know why you're not. Unless Starks doesn't want to do it.
Shazam with a Del Auto cover as well. I'm heading over to the things for the fourth, but staying at Lunar.
Ooh, Enfield Gang. Gets a second printing for its first issue, and the third issue came out. No love for the second, I guess. Oh, they're reprinting that Heart Attack trade since it spiked.
Cool.
Was that because of an option? Was that being an option? Was that what the deal was?
I think so.
Yeah. Phantom Road trade. Man, I never finished Phantom Road. It was so good too. I gotta dig those issues up and read.
Transformers number 1, Drew. The big dog.
Ooh, which cover, buddy?
Got my boy.
We have 4 covers, man, to choose from. Daniel Warren Johnson's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Little group shot. Classic Optimus on the first one.
Yep.
Otley interpretation. I'd probably pass on that one. That's tough, man. Guess we'll have to get them all.
Yeah. Shockwave and Sansed. Starscream on that villain's cover. I love that villain's cover. Villain's cover is awesome. I love that cover, right, dude.
And then all these for Void Rivals.
Void Rivals 1 on a 4th print. Void Rivals 2 on a 3rd print. My goodness.
Walking Dead is doing the newsprint edition, which I'm kind of excited to see, I think. But please don't do all 100 and so many issues as newsprint. Let's put that back in the box. Just you've still got to finish the deluxe.
One cash grab at a time, please.
Yes.
From Boom Studios, we have Stuff of Nightmares, number one, R.L. Stein.
I didn't see that. We're down in Boom on, am I on the right one? It's October 4th. Are we in previews?
Oh, I'm on the wrong one.
Okay. The Boom is Hunt for, has Hunt for the Skinwalker, number one.
And they have Ranger Academy, which is the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And that Hunt for the Skinwalker is a second print.
Oh, okay. Alien gets an annual. I'll read that, probably.
Alien gets three annuals. Three covers for that annual. Dang.
Ghost Rider gets an annual. Fantastic Four 12. I've been raving about Fantastic Four, and I think I'm three issues behind. What's going on with me?
Star Wars High Republic Shadows of Starlight, number one. That's a good cover. A lot of really cool characters on that cover.
What is Gods? Oh, it's that Hickman thing. It's going to be over my head. Was that cover with all the lightsabers, the one you were looking at for that Star Wars thing? That's nice.
And even the second one with just Yoda there.
Just really Yoda. Well done. Yeah, also nice. But the other one's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love that one with all the sabers up.
Yeah, I don't even know who all those Jedis are, but still it's cool.
It's very, yeah.
Kyle, is Ahsoka over next week?
Yes.
How? There's only one episode left.
Correct.
How are they going to wrap this up?
We're not going to wrap it up. We're going to say, ha-ha, see you next time.
Oof. Oof.
Then you and I are going to do a breakdown?
Yeah, we'll have to. So good.
A lot of books, just not a lot of books that I think anybody cares about.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff is, it's on its fourth or fifth or sixth issue, so, I mean, there might be some fun there, but there's not a lot of profit there.
Yep.
All right, Devil That Wears My Face. David Popoz just came on the show and talked about this. Jason interviewed him.
All right, Drew.
I'm still looking, man. I'm only in the H's.
You're still looking, but I'm excited to pick.
I know what you're picking.
I'm so excited for Transformers. I'm going with the OG one. I'm going with the old, with the, my boy Optimus on the front. It's just too good not to pass up. And pick up three. Pick up one to CGC, one to collect, and one to flip. Quick.
I don't want to CGC it.
PGX then.
Well, I think I'm going to go with the... I'm going to pull a Kyle and pick the Star Wars High Republic Shadows of Starlight number one.
Heck yeah.
With all the sabers on the cover.
Heck yeah. Star Wars people are those people.
I think I'm going to go with that.
I like it. We got some good covers.
For sure.
Good idea, a good image cover and a good Marvel cover. That's good stuff. If you want more good stuff, hang out with Drew and myself over on Patreon. Get some free things, some exclusive things. If he and I talk down for Ahsoka, you'll be the first person to hear about it, and you'll be able to yell at us if you don't like our opinions and you want to haggle at Drew because he didn't watch any of the previous stuff, so he doesn't understand half the crap that happened. All that fun. All that and more. So, for Drew and for myself, see ya.
As you know, our LCS is Cowabunga Comics, Lake Country, Wisconsin's best pop culture destination for new comics, back issues, gaming, retro video games, vinyl, and figures. Give them a call, 262-569-9999. Check them out online at cowabungacomics.com or follow them on Twitter at Incredical. They are our LCS, and we utilize their deep discount mail order service to bring Oconomowoc, Wisconsin closer to us. They'll take care of you. Tell them Drew and Kyle sent you. Say hi to Eric and James from us. If you need an LCS, you can't go wrong with Cowabunga Comics.